Good morning. A mixture of snow, sleet, and some freezing rain and rain still occurring across parts of New England this morning down into the mid and lower Hudson Valley. A slippery start in spots, even where precipitation has come to an end. We have cloudy skies and a north-northwest breeze, which is pushing temperatures down toward or even below freezing. So whether you have precipitation this morning or dry weather, there could be some black ice out there from recent precipitation and freezing temperatures. Things will turn around as a deep storm system south of Long Island and east of Atlantic City does a curlicue and then finally lifts out over the open Atlantic. That'll keep clouds in place for a while today. Still some spotty precipitation, mainly in the form of snow and rain across New England, while the rest of the region stays cloudy and dry for a while. Then sun will come back from west to east as high pressure builds in behind the storm for later on in the afternoon. We'll see temperatures climb through the 30s and into the mid-40s on average for afternoon highs, though that northwest breeze will only add to the chill here on this last day of March. Skies will be clear and it'll be cold tonight, and overnight lows will drop back into the 20s, even some teens across the higher terrain. And this will set us up for a good April 1st. High pressure overhead will lead to lots of sunshine, less wind than today, and milder temperatures with readings around 50 on average. A weak disturbance could produce a shower on Wednesday, otherwise partly sunny skies and highs in the upper 40s. Back into the lower 50s with dry weather on Thursday under a mix of sun and clouds, and any sunshine on Friday will give way to increasing clouds as the next storm heads our way with the chance of showers by the end of the day. This will lead to a better chance of showers as that system moves through on Saturday with highs in the upper 40s and breezy and turning cooler on Sunday under a mix of sun and clouds behind that system as high pressure once again builds in. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a powerful storm will track out of the central high plains today and into the upper Midwest tonight and tomorrow. On this track, the northern plains and northern parts of Minnesota will endure a major late winter storm. Blizzard warnings are out for almost all of North and South Dakota and extreme western Minnesota. Snowfall totals will range from 3 to 6 inches in some spots to as much as 12 to 16 inches in central North Dakota. In addition to the snow, winds will gust up to 50 miles per hour, resulting in whiteout conditions with near zero visibility. The significant wind will also produce considerable blowing and drifting snow over the next 48 hours. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Coventry Airport in the United Kingdom at 11:20 a.m. Eastern Time on Friday. The last report of hail was at Santa Maria Açores, Portugal, at 12:30 a.m. this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 32 degrees with a north-northeast wind at 36 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 29 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 33 degrees, the dew point 26, 75% relative humidity, a north wind at 10 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.91 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 93 degrees at Pecos, Texas, to a low of zero at Spinach Lake, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy and windy with showers near 50, Boston cloudy and windy with rain and some sleet near 40, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 41 degrees, the low 34. The average temperature 38, that's 3 degrees below normal. 66 hundredths of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday, no snow. 5.9 inches of snow for the month and 71.1 inches for the season, which is 14.6 inches above average. There were 27 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, 1,122 for the month, and 6,239 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 51 degrees, the average low, 31. The record high, 89, set in 1998, and the record low, 12, in 1923. Sunrise this morning was at 6:39 a.m., sunset this evening 7:20 p.m., 12 hours and 41 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and breezy with some spotty areas of freezing showers or drizzle this morning. Breaks of sunshine later with highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the teens and lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and breezy with rain this morning, breaks of sun later with highs in the upper 40s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy this morning, increasing sun later with highs in the lower to mid 40s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and breezy with rain and sleet this morning, especially in New England, breaks of sun later with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the middle 20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, cloudy and breezy this morning, increasing sunshine later with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny and milder, a few clouds moving in later near 50, a passing shower Wednesday, otherwise partly sunny, upper 40s, lower 50s Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds. Sun giving way to clouds Friday. A late day shower possible, lower 50s. Showers likely Saturday, upper 40s. And breezy and cooler with partly sunny skies Sunday. Highs again in the middle to upper 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.